Shabbat Shalom, and welcome to SD Bible Study Church, Seeking the Truth in Bible Study. Today we will be reading from the Bible, the King James Version, so go ahead and follow along with your Bibles. Let's start off with some Psalms. Psalm 30. A psalm and song at the dedication of the house of David. I will extol thee, O Yahuwah, for thou hast lifted me up, and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Yahuwah, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Yahuwah, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Yahuwah, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto Yahuwah, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Yahuwah, by thy favor thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to thee, O Yahuwah, and unto Yahuwah I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down in the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Yahuwah, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Yahuwah my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Let's do another psalm. To Psalm 51. To the chief musician, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet came unto him, after he had gone in to Bathsheba. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me of my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. Let's continue now with a reading from the Gospels, the New Testament of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we'll be reading from John. And this is a part about healing. It's a very important part of the Bible. Make sure that you read a reliable translation. I recommend the King James Version. You know that in the King James Version, everything has been translated correctly for English. And you can go on to eSword and you can find the Hebrew meanings of those words and the Greek meanings of those words, and you can look them up. But I have not found any errors that deviate from what the Bible shows. Although there's more meaning, I don't pretend to completely understand the Bible. I don't think anyone does, except God. So we need to have a good translation of the Bible if we want to grow and have a relationship with God, which is what God wants for us. He wants for all people with souls to have that. So, let's look at chapter 5, the Gospel according to St. John. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed, and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, He that made me whole, the same said unto me, Take up thy bed and walk. Then asked they him, What man is that which said unto thee, Take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple, and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. But Jesus answered them, My Father worketh hitherto, and I work. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, not only because he had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doth. And he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. For as the Father raiseth up the dead, and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death into life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another that beareth witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesseth of me is true. There is another that I'm sorry. Ye sent unto John, and he bare witness unto the truth. But I received not testimony from man, but these things I say that ye might be saved. He was a burning and a shining light, and ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. But I have greater witness than that of John. For the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me, that the Father hath sent me. And the Father himself which hath sent me hath borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. And ye have not heard his word abiding in you. For whom he hath sent him ye believe not. Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me, that ye might have life. I receive not honor from men, but I know you, that ye have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. How can ye believe, which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom you trust. For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if ye believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words? It's very interesting. There's a lot in this chapter. There's a lot of types and symbols in the Bible. And as you read and as you study and as you have a relationship with God and as he reveals more things to you, you start to have more understanding of these words that are in the Bible. First, let's look at verse 4 of chapter 5. There's an angel that comes down and troubles the water. Now, in New Age Bible mistranslations, they take out that verse, or they have a little note that says, maybe you should doubt this verse, or the editors doubt it. Garbage like that. It says right there, an angel would come down to the water and stir it up to trouble it, and then whoever went in would be healed by it. That means there's angels. Think about that. There's a spiritual reality. There's a supernatural reality to the Bible. There's a supernatural reality to life. And that's important to understand, that it's beyond what you see at any time. There's things beyond that where God is working. And we're supposed to have faith and trust God by following what the Bible says. This is our guide. We can read the Bible. It takes time. It's not always going to be easy to understand what the Bible says. But you persevere, you don't give up. You learn from people, you find that people let you down. That doesn't mean there's something wrong with them that's not wrong with any of us. But we just keep seeking. You learn things from different teachers. You seek the Bible, and God will give you teachers after his own heart. That doesn't mean they're always going to be themselves close to God, because people fluctuate, and it doesn't mean we're to condemn anyone either. But that's part of life. There's seasons. and there's a supernatural reality. When you read the Bible, believe it. If you have a King James Version, if you've got an accurate translation of the Bible, you can believe it. You can believe what it says. You can look deeper into those words, and more meaning will show itself to you. And these meanings will unlock other passages of the Scripture. There's a lot in the Bible that takes a long time. It takes a long time. But we all have to start somewhere. And the minute that you start reading it, believing it, things start to happen, and you start understanding right then what these things are. Another thing we see from Jesus Christ in this passage is that he's doing the will of the Father. And there's something interesting there where later on, elsewhere in the Gospels, Jesus says to some of the Pharisees that they are the sons of Satan, that Satan is their father. He doesn't doubt that they have a lineage to Abraham, but he's saying that they're not doing the Father's will. And the things that they're doing show spiritually who their father is. So there's a way to change that by listening to what God says and letting that take root in your heart, and listening to what Yahuwah, the Lord is saying in his word, and doing those things and trying to do them. And if you do start doing wrong things, then repent and try to stop doing that. And you'll get closer to God by doing that. It says in the Bible, draw close to me, and I will draw close to you. That's what it says. It says in the Bible, all things are possible with God. God can't go against his own word. It says in his own word, all things are possible for them who believe. So if you're drawing close to God, things are possible. Something being possible doesn't mean you're going to get it right away. Sometimes you have to work at it. Sometimes people have to show themselves to be approved, to do the types of things that they want to do. There's a lot of things that we would like to have, we would want to have, and maybe we're not ready for those things. Maybe there's things trying to stop us from having those things. But there's all seasons, and you reap what you sow. And sometimes the rewards that we get are not the rewards that we're expecting. Sometimes we pray, and we don't get what we're praying for. But God doesn't ignore our prayers. They're there. He's hearing them. And it's like an incense before his altar. And at his time, he'll look on that, and he'll look on the prayers. So, you can tell that a lot of this has to do with what you believe and how you think about life and how you think about the Bible and the Word of God, that it's not something that is dislocated, but something that we're grafted into. Okay. Let's read a little bit from Moses. And let's look at Exodus chapter 34. And Yahuwah said unto Moses, hew thee two tables of stone, like unto the first, and I will write upon these tables the words that were in the first tables which thou breakest. And be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning unto Mount Sinai, and present thyself there to me in the top of the mount. and no man shall come up with thee. Neither let any man be seen throughout all the mount, neither let the flocks nor herds feed before that mount. And he hewed two tables of stone, like unto the first, and Moses rose up early in the morning, and went up into Mount Sinai, as Yahuwah had commanded him, and took in his hand the two tables of stone. And Yahuwah descended in the cloud and stood with him there, and proclaimed the name of Yahuwah. And Yahuwah passed by before him and proclaimed, Yahuwah, Yahuwah God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children, unto the third and to the fourth generation. And Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshipped. And he said, If now I have found grace in thy sight, O Lord, let my Lord, I pray thee, go amongst us, for it is a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for thine inheritance. And he said, Behold, I make a covenant before all thy people. I will do marvels, such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation. And all the people amongst which thou art shall see the work of Yahuwah. For it is a terrible thing that I will do with thee. Observe thou that which I command thee this day. Behold, I drive out before thee the Amorite, and the Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite. Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land whither thou goest, lest it be for a snare in the midst of thee. But ye shall destroy their altars, break their images, and cut down their groves, for thou shalt worship no other god. For the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. Lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go a-whoring after their gods, and do sacrifice unto their gods, and one call thee, and thou eat of his sacrifice, and thou take of their daughters unto thy sons, and their daughters go a-whoring after their gods, and make thy sons go a-whoring after their gods. Thou shalt make thee no molten gods. The feast of unleavened bread shalt thou keep. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, as I commanded thee in the time of the month Abib. For in the month Abib thou comest out from Egypt. All that openeth the matrix is mine, and every firstling among thy cattle, whether ox or sheep, that is male. But the firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb, and if thou redeem him not, then shalt thou break his neck. All the firstborn of thy sons thou shalt redeem, and none shall appear before me empty. 6 days thou shalt work, but on the 7th day thou shalt rest. In the earing time and in harvest, thou shalt rest. And thou shalt observe the feast of weeks, of the first fruits of wheat harvest, and the feast of ingathering at the year's end. Thrice in the year shall all your men, children, appear before the Lord Yahuwah, the God of Israel. For I will cast out the nations before thee, and enlarge thy borders. neither shall any man desire thy land. When thou shalt go up to appear before Yahuwah thy God thrice in the year, thou shalt not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leaven, neither shall the sacrifice of the feast of Passover be left unto the morning. The first of the first fruits of thy land thou shalt bring unto the house of Yahuwah thy God. Thou shalt not seethe a kid in his mother's milk. And Yahuwah said unto Moses, write thou these words, for after the tenor of these words, I have made a covenant with thee and with Israel. And he was there with Yahuwah 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water. And he wrote upon the tables the words of the covenant, the 10 commandments. And it came to pass, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the 2 tables of testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses wist not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come nigh him. And Moses called unto them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned unto him, and Moses talked with them. And afterward all the children of Israel came nigh, and he gave them in commandment all that Yahuwah had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. Until Moses had done speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But when Moses went in before Yahuwah to speak with him, he took the veil off until he came out. And he came out and spake unto the children of Israel that which he was commanded. And the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, and the skin of Moses' face shone. And Moses put the veil upon his face again, until he went in to speak with him. Some people teach that the 10 commandments are no longer important. That's not true. Why would God put so much emphasis on this if we were not supposed to keep the 10 commandments? Think about it. Does that really make sense? Jesus kept the 10 commandments. They said he broke the Sabbath. He didn't break the Sabbath. God told him to do something. His Father told him to do something. Plus, Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. He is God in the flesh, in the likeness of man. So if God tells you to do something and it's the Sabbath day, you have to do it. Pretty obvious. Think about it. Does that make sense? Of course it makes sense. Right? But you have to believe. Alright. Let's read from the prophets. We'll read from the last book of the Old Testament. Book of Malachi. Chapter 2. I'm sorry, actually chapter 3. Book of Malachi, chapter 3. Now keep in mind, this is one of God's prophets speaking the book of Malachi. Malachi being the prophet. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And Yahuwah, whom ye seek, shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith Yahuwah of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto Jehovah an offering in righteousness. Then shall the offerings of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto Yahuwah, as in the days of old, and as in former years. And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, and against the adulterers, and against false swearers, and against those that oppress the hireling and his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts. For I am Yahuwah, I change not. Therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers ye are gone away from mine ordinances, and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith Yahuwah of hosts. But ye said, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith Yahuwah of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith Yahuwah of hosts. And all nations shall call ye blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith Yahuwah of hosts. Your words have been stout against me, saith Yahuwah, yet ye say, what have we spoken so much against thee? Ye have said, it is vain to serve God. And what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance, and that we have walked mournfully before Yahuwah of hosts? And now we call the proud happy. Yea, they that work wickedness are set up. Yea, they that tempt God are even delivered. Then they that feared Yahuwah spake often one to another, and Yahuwah hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared Yahuwah and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith Yahuwah of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Think about our lives. We have to start somewhere. What is it in our lives that gives God pleasure? What is it in our lives that God is our Father and our friend. He speaks to us about. Do you hear God's voice talking to you? Do you hear His voice in your heart guiding you? Do you discern between the feelings in your heart and the feelings that are God showing you what you should be doing? Do you ask God? Do you talk with Him? Do you listen to Him? It's not about tithing to a church. Give 10% of your income to things that go toward what God wants. What does the Lord want to be done? You don't need to look at these things literally all the time, especially in the prophets. Sometimes it's literal and it's symbolic. Certainly it's literally talking about a land with fruit and harvest and things like that. But if you are Israel, you are part of God's land. And so that fruit is the fruit that He gives, and we're supposed to bear that fruit in our lives. There's a lot of evil in the world. There's always been evil. The world doesn't have any lack of that. What is lacking is people who are seeking after God and people who are trying to get better in having a relationship with God. And it's very, very important. And it says God has a book of remembrance that He writes down those moments when people do that. It says in the Bible, yeah, there's a book of remembrance. It says so. It's in the Bible. Okay. Now let's read a little bit of wisdom, book of Proverbs, to make us wise. And let's look at Proverbs 24. Be not thou envious against evil men, neither desire to be with them. For their heart studieth destruction, and their lips talk of mischief. Through wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increaseth strength. For by wise counsel thou shalt make thy war, and in multitude of counselors there is safety. Wisdom is too high for a fool, he openeth not his mouth in the gate. He that deviseth to do evil shall be called a mischievous person. The thought of foolishness is sin, and the scorner is an abomination to men. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. If thou forbear to deliver them that are drawn unto death, and those that are ready to be slain, if thou sayest, behold, we knew it not, doth not he that pondereth the heart consider it? And he that keepeth thy soul, doth not he know it? And shall not he render to every man according to his works? My son, eat thou honey, because it is good, and the honeycomb, which is sweet to thy taste. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul. When thou hast found it, then there shall be a reward, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. Lay not wait, O wicked man, against the dwelling of the righteous. Spoil not his resting place. For a just man falleth seven times, and riseth up again. But the wicked shall fall into mischief. Rejoice not when thine enemy falleth, and let not thine heart be glad when he stumbleth, lest Yahuwah see it, and it displease him, and he turn away his wrath from him. Fret not thyself because of evil men, neither be thou envious at the wicked. For there shall be no reward to the evil man. The candle of the wicked shall be put out. My son, fear thou Yahuwah and the king, and meddle not with them that are given to change. For their calamity shall rise suddenly, and who knoweth the ruin of them both? These things also belong to the wise. It is not good to have respect of persons in judgment. He that saith unto the wicked, Thou art righteous, him shall the people curse, nations shall abhor him. But to them that rebuke him shall be delight, and a good blessing shall come upon them. Every man shall kiss his lips that giveth the right answer. Prepare thy work without, and make it fit for thyself in the field, and afterwards build thine house. Be not a witness against thy neighbor without cause, and deceive not with thy lips. Say not, I will do so to him as he hath done to me. I will render to the man according to his work. I went by the field of the slothful, and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nettles had covered the face thereof. And the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that travaileth, and thy want as an armed man. And finally, let us read from the beloved First Epistle of John. Read chapter 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. We all sin. We try to not do it sometimes. It's sometimes difficult to not sin. But we confess our sins, and God is willing to forgive us because he loves us. If we're not sinning so much, if we're trying to not do that, and we're succeeding because God is helping us not do that, when we believe in God, the Holy Spirit indwells us, when we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ according to the Scriptures, the Holy Spirit comes and lives in us. And it's possible to grieve the Spirit by doing the wrong thing. And it's possible to feel the life of the Spirit. Spirit means life. It means breath. Breath is life. It's the holy life. The holy life in us. Animating, illuminating us with true love and wisdom, knowledge, might, fear of Jehovah, Spirit of Jehovah, counsel, understanding. It's not all a feeling of love. It's always, that's part of it. That is part of it. But you know, a lot of it is data. It is knowledge. It's building up that knowledge. But if you don't have that knowledge, but you do love people, that's really good. It's good to love people. And we need to be careful about judging people. But we also need to hear the Word of God and let it speak for itself. All right. I am Alan Silva. This is SD Bible Study Church. Thank you for watching this video, and I'll try to make more videos in the future.